Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The International Criminal Court said Thursday that it issued warrants for the arrest of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for alleged war crimes in Gaza. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell said the ICC warrants are binding.
It is not a political decision. It is a decision of a court, of justice, of an international court of justice. And the decision of the court has to be respected and implemented.
The United States rejected the decision to issue the warrants, while Dutch Foreign Minister Casper Veldkamp told Parliament, quote, "The Netherlands obviously respects the independence of the ICC," unquote, adding that they, quote, "will act on the arrest warrants," unquote. Netanyahu and many of his ministers denounced the warrants, calling it an anti-Semitic decision by the ICC and accusing them of choosing, quote, "the side of terrorism."
Hello.
Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson, Maria Zakharova, received a phone call during a live press briefing ordering her not to comment on reports of an alleged non-nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile strike on Ukraine. If confirmed, it would be the first time Moscow has used such a weapon in the war. Ukrainian foreign ministry spokesperson Hyaria Taikie urged action. We call on the international community and every leader, every state that represents the UN statute, to right now immediately react to the use by Russia of a new type of weaponry. Ukraine did not provide any evidence that an ICBM was used in the attack on the central city of Dnipro, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a missile used in the strike, quote, "matches the speed and altitude," unquote, of an ICBM. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday warned the world's climate negotiators of the risks of failure, urging a major push to seal a deal in Baku.
Let's be frank. Many substantial differences are still remaining. Success is not yet guaranteed. We need a major push to get discussions over the finishing line. To deliver an ambitious and balanced package on all pending issues with a new finance goal at its heart. Failure is not an option.
Independent experts say that at least $1 trillion is needed to help transition away from planet-warming fossil fuels and towards clean energy like solar and wind. After multiple countries rejected the vague draft text released early Thursday, progress has slowed even further. Kenya's government has said it is investigating how a prominent Ugandan opposition leader was spirited out of Nairobi this week amid growing criticism that it had failed to protect foreign dissidents on its soil. Rachel Graham from Reuters reports.
Kizza Besigye appeared at a military court in Uganda's capital, Kampala, on Wednesday amid growing criticism that Kenya had failed to protect foreign dissidents on its soil. The longtime rival of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has been charged with offences including the illegal possession of firearms. Besigye addressed the court from the dock.
I think it would be unfair to make a ruling before we have had the benefit of legal representation.
Uganda's government spokesperson said on Wednesday it did not carry out abductions and that arrests abroad were done in collaboration with host countries. However, Kenya's foreign ministry denied it had any part in the act.
Rachel Graham for Reuters. There's been another eruption of a volcano in Iceland. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A volcano on the Reykjanes Peninsula in southwestern Iceland is spewing lava from a fissure in its seventh eruption since December. Iceland's seismic monitor said the eruption started with little warning late Wednesday and created a long fissure, but looked to be smaller than eruptions in August and May. Around 50 houses were evacuated after the Civil Protection Agency issued the alert, along with guests at the famous Blue Lagoon Resort, according to the national broadcaster. I'm Karen Chamas.
Volkswagen's union called on management to take a big step in a third round of negotiations Thursday, focusing on compensation and factory closures, with positions appearing still far apart days before workers threatened strikes across German sites. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.